Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Probably saw where Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said that the United States had conducted strikes against ISIS targets in Syria in response to an attack last weekend that left two American troops dead.
Yeah, we're going to respond to it, yes.
That was 29-year-old Nate Howard and 25-year-old Edgar Torres, both of the Iowa National Guard. In the statement, Pete said earlier today, U.S. forces commenced Operation Hawkeye Strike in Syria to eliminate ISIS fighters, infrastructure, and weapons sites in direct response to the attack on U.S. forces that occurred on December 13th. This is not the beginning of a war. It is a declaration of vengeance. The United States of America, under President Trump's leadership, will never hesitate and never relent to defend our people. As we said directly following the savage attack, if you target Americans anywhere in the world, you will spend the rest of your brief, anxious life knowing that the United States will hunt you, find you, and ruthlessly kill you. Today, we hunted and we killed our enemies, lots of them, and we will continue.
Your brief, anxious life.
Now that's a strongly worded letter.
Yes, we'll it is.
and something to back it up.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of the former administration's letters that were supposed to be very terse.
Yes.
Ever sounding anything like this?
No.
They did. They didn't use the glossy paper, though, so paper cuts abounded. I mean, it was just...
Got it.
That's true.
Yes.
Their secret weapon.
Strikes of vengeance.
Yeah. It's like sounds like a Judas Priest album.
I was going to say they were probably listening to Priest as they were dropping the bombs. Like screaming for vengeance in its entirety. Yes. Starting with the Hellion Electric Eye. Come on. Love that. Tulsi Gabbard spoke at America Fest over the weekend, and she warned that that cough is going to get me to the end of the year.
I know, right? So,
that Islamist ideology is freedom's greatest threat. It's not white supremacy, as the previous administration had said. And I don't know if you heard any of her speech, but here was part of it.
There is a threat to our freedom that is not often talked about enough. And it is the greatest near and long-term threat to both our freedom and our security, and that is the threat of Islamist ideology. It is propagated by people who not only do not believe in freedom, their fundamental ideology is antithetical to the foundation that we find in our Constitution and Bill of Rights, which is that our Creator endowed upon us inalienable rights, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Do you get the feeling more and more people are understanding this better than they have in the last 20 years?
All right, and I think she used the phrase Islamism and Islamist. It's the Islamic supremacist. The person who wants to actually set up an Islamic society, not just somebody who wants to worship Allah, right? There is a difference between those two.
What
you're seeing in a lot of cities in the United States is not, I mean, I think about Dearborn or parts of Dearborn. That's not just, there are a lot of people who happen to be Muslim living there. It's wanting to actually create an Islamic society there.
Yes.
And there's a clear difference.
I think she mentions part of that in the speech, too.
Charlie focused on this quite a bit. He talked about it in ways that very few others did because he understood this direct threat to freedom. When we look back to the attack on 9/11 that happened 24 years ago now, it changed so many of our lives, where thousands of Americans were killed by Islamist jihadis who attacked us on that day. And we were confronted with the reality of the lengths that they will go to try to attack the foundations of who we are as a country. It was a day that changed my life, probably like some of you in the room. It's what motivated me to enlist in the Army to go out and to fight and to defend and defeat, to defend our freedom and defeat those who are attacking us.
So you would have been 14 at the time, David.
Yeah.
Did you know people just older than you who would have been like 18 to say 22 that all of a sudden, boom, we're enlisting?
Oh, yeah. I knew. There was a guy I knew. He was a senior at the time, and he started going out and like running the stairs in the stadium every day because he was getting ready to join the Marines.
Yeah.
Like it was like he wanted to get in peak condition before going off.
It was unlike anything we had seen in our lifetime. The amount of people that were either quitting their jobs to enlist or, you know, thinking about quitting college, that sort of thing. But anyway, she went on to say it's a political ideology that seeks to create a global caliphate that governs us here in America. And if you fail to comply, if you fail to adhere to this ideology, if you dare to exercise your God-given right to free speech, censorship is not what we face. They will use violence or any means that they deem necessary to silence those people. And I thought that was really well said. So that's in the news today.
Glad somebody's saying it.
Absolutely. It needs to be said.
Somebody who has a pulpit.
Yes, and I know that she'll be called, what, racist, xenophobic, and the rest, but what she speaks is truth. Okay. Seattle. Somebody attacked a woman? What happened here?
Okay, another day in Seattle. This homeless dude walking around with a piece of wood with a screw through the end of it just randomly attacked a 75-year-old woman who was just minding her own business. She's trying to cross the street. The nail went through her eye. She broke her nose and I think, some other breaks in, I don't remember if it was her jaw, orbital, something like that. I mean, just awful. And then as the body camera footage shows, the cops knew who the guy was immediately because he's been in and out of jail for years.
Gosh, dang it. This is so infuriating, man.
Who is this guy? Is he?
He's a regular. He usually punches. I guess today he decides to escalate things way worse than his usual.
Where is he usually?
He's usually just up and down third.
Do you have the suspect's ID?
Yeah, suspect's ID. He's being searched right now. Yeah. You know him?
Oh, he's notorious for random assaults on third grade.
Yeah, they all know who he is. The guy spent time in prison because he stabbed somebody 8 times during a party. At what point do you just throw him in jail and lock the door and throw away the key?
Yeah. Or at least you're talking, okay, now it's going to be 10 years. Okay, another one. Now it's 20.
Yeah.
And onward we go. Yeah, this whole, we have to, you know, reimagine policing and prisons. No, we need to build more of them to make room for people like this.
Yeah.
You see one of these stories, it seems like every week at least, if not every other week, innocent people paying the price for this nonsense ideology.
I just wonder how they keep doing it, though. They go in and they get out, they go in, they get out, they go in and get out over and over again.
There's no deterrence.
Well, part of the body cam footage, the guy is telling the cops, I'll take my chances in jail. A lot of times they'll act out in that way with the express goal of going back behind bars, because at least then it's like 3 hots and a cot.
Jeez.
So I say, let's make that happen.
Yeah.
You get to spend the rest of your life in an institution. It's better for everybody.
Yep.
Why are we stealing the dream?
Right.
I happen to see this story, and this was predicted that stuff like this would happen. And here you go. This is out of Louisiana. Apparently, the teasing was nonstop. You've got AI images of a girl in middle school that are like nudes.
Oh, no.
Yes. So the teasing is going on constantly. Apparently had been the talk of the entire school. So the girl and other girls went and talked to a guidance counselor. So we need help with this. What can we do? Not a lot was done. Because it's like, well, we don't have any, you know, any of the images. You know, this is, you know, somebody's word against somebody else's, and a lot of times it's on Snapchat, the images disappear. Yeah. So it's hard to do this. So they went to the sheriff's deputy that is assigned to the school. Nothing they could really do. And so one day the 13-year-old girl stepped onto the bus, and a classmate was showing one of these to another friend, one of the AI images. The 13-year-old girl got mad, boom, boom, started beating up the boy.
Yeah, good.
You blame her?
Nope.
She was the one kicked out of school.
Of course.
For more than 10 weeks and sent to an alternative school.
Oh, my gosh.
Said the boy, whom she and her friend suspected of creating the images, weren't sent to the alternative school with her. They avoided school discipline altogether. So when the sheriff's department then looked into the case, they took the opposite actions. They charged two of the boys who had been accused of sharing explicit images and not the girl. And so this whole story is talking about this is the potential of the AI deepfakes.
Yeah.
And you, I mean, it's like every school has to have a like rule hard and fast that it's got to be stopped. You're going to end up with stuff like this.
Well, the punishment is you have to spend 10 hours in a cell with that dude from Seattle.
Oh, there's not going to be any images.
That's deterrence right there.
I'm guessing they don't have the same hardened criminals going to these different schools scaring the crap out of kids like they did when you were in high school, Scott or me.
Yeah.
Did you get to see any of those, David?
Oh, yeah. The scared straight stuff?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Did it work?
Your mileage may vary.
Okay. So not so much
no,
on you.
No, it's like dare, you know.
Oh, my gosh, dude. The guys that came to our school?
Yeah. The dare guys or the criminals?
No, not the dare guys. I'm talking about the criminals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They
were, talked about explicitly what was going to happen to you if you end up going to jail.
Yeah.
I remember, like, for the next two nights, being afraid someone was going to plant drugs on me.
Yeah.
And I was going to get arrested and go to jail.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's the last thing I ever want.
No, you want that.
Oh, daddy.
Well, it's not supposed to be someplace that's cool
well,
to go
no.
to. You know, that's the thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've turned it into country club stuff with a lot of these people.
Oh, I know.
You know, you get your workout room, you get your TV, you get your whatever, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's go to the day democracy died, David.
Yes. The Kennedy Center board voted to put Trump's name on the building, and the left is freaking out. And this guy raced to the scene to talk to Ms. Now about it.
Okay. This is just a normal
just a guy.
Demo? Okay.
He cares so much.
I'm feeling like democracy died today. This is history happening today, and we should all be shocked. Shocked that a felon, a convicted felon and a thug and by all means a grifter has just stuck his name on top of a national monument. This is a desecration.
Okay. I got an idea.
Yeah.
As we were just talking about those scared straight programs that we used to have, you need someone from a country where democracy really died and then what happened afterward to scare the crap out of some nut like that. Do you know what you're even saying?
I'm feeling like democracy died today.
No, I'm going to set you straight
like
here.
Democracy died today.
Not the Kennedy Center. No.
Wait till they get to the Trump Washington Monument.
I know.
Really going to lose their mind then.
Gee whiz. President of the Dork Club. All right. Couple of news updates to get to in the five stories we're watching today. Straight ahead.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or birdseed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's the best time of the year. The lights are up, the cookies are in the oven, and some of the most exciting games of the season are coming up. Football coming down to the wire, basketball, hockey, so keep the holiday vibes going on Prize Picks and snag yourself $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. Prize Picks is super easy to use. Just pick two or more players. You choose more or less on their stat projections and watch your lineup light up like the holidays. And now they've added early payouts. If your lineup comes out swinging, you might be able to cash out before the game is even over. Don't miss out on the action this season. Prize Picks, it's always good to be right. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code MVCR. $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. That's code MVCR on Prize Picks. Get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. Win or lose, you're going to get the $50 in lineups just for playing. That's guaranteed. Make sure to download that Prize Picks app today. Use code MVCR. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit PrizePicks.com for restrictions and details.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. And now, the five stories we're watching today.
One, two, three, four, five.
All right, number five. Department of Homeland Security has tripled its exit bonus for illegal aliens who self-deport from the U.S. from $1,000 to $3,000 if they leave by December 31st, 2025.
Number Real quick, four. David, to jump in on some bonuses.
Yeah.
You know, the military got their 1776 bonus.
Yep. Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen people sharing stuff on social media. Jeffrey Meade had one. It's all these different people, some doing the Trump dance because the check's already in their bank account.
Yeah.
One dude is like, I can't repeat it, but it was Mother Bleeper already in my account, and he's all just super excited about it, and the left can't stand it.
I know.
Why?
Because it would give Trump some sort of win.
So what?
It's like, I can't believe these people are that enthused about $1,776, which tells you something.
Or on the other side, you've got Whoopi Goldberg saying that that's enough money to justify committing a coup. That's what Trump is really doing. He's paying people $1,700 to overthrow the U.S. government.
Please. Yes.
Yeah. Number four, the Department of the Interior has announced leases for all large-scale offshore wind projects being built in the U.S. will be paused because they're messing with radar systems, and that's a national security concern. Number three, the U.S. has seized another dark fleet oil tanker near Venezuela and is pursuing a third. Number two, President Trump's newly appointed Greenland special envoy, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, says, well, he can't wait to start working to make Greenland part of the U.S. Oh, yeah. And it will not affect his duties as governor. And then number one, 60 Minutes pulled a piece about abuse at El Salvador's infamous CECOT prison complex. CBS News chief Barry Weiss says, well, not really ready for prime time yet, but we're going to do some further reporting. Well, that's got people up in arms, at least on the left and in the media, of course. CNN's Brian Stelter says that the reporters will soldier on.
One CBS staffer said to me, look, reporters now have direct access to the audience, so the news can still get out one way or another. Quote, there's no stopping reporting. And I noticed today a lot more people suddenly interested in what's going on in that prison in El Salvador. Last month, Human Rights Watch said that many of the abuses of prisoners, quote, constitute torture.
It actually then sounds like Barry Weiss just sent out the greatest tease of all time.
Yeah, the rest of the story needs some context.
Yeah.
But they're getting the story out because they need to get truth to the people.
Uh-huh.
They're like news warriors.
Yes.
Dork.
Those are the top five stories that we are watching today. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for an extra $35 off. Use promo code Markley at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code Markley.
Scotty Robbins, got to ask you, as a big Bears fan, huge Bears win over the weekend. Come from behind against the arch rival Packers.
It was a big one. It was a really exciting game, too.
No doubt.
Yep.
So this is the question I got to ask you, because sometimes you like the showboating and sometimes you not so much. So the day after, quarterback Caleb Williams, he's out there feeding, you know, food to the hungry people.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a cheese grater on his head. Like that was made into a hat instead of the cheese head. Yeah. It's a cheese grater. He grated up the cheese heads. You like that? You like the swagger?
I got no problem with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Packer fans will hate it, I'm sure, but hey, they already hate the Bears, right?
So that's a good one. Okay. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show.
My wife's a big Packer fan, so I got to be careful.
You can't stay an opinion on the show?
I got to keep the peace at home, you know.
How'd it go for you the other night, then?
She actually retired early, and I don't know if she saw the end of it or did see the end of it. I wasn't 100% sure. But.
Well, sometimes you've, like, shown pictures. She's standing watching the game she stands and watches.
Yeah, we were out to dinner, so we didn't get back on in time for her to get in full regalia.
Got it.
Yeah.
So she didn't actually see the comeback. She just started seeing part of the comeback?
She'd seen enough, and she thought she did. And then was like, okay. But I didn't dare tell her the game was over and who won, how they won. I wasn't going to do that.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm not stupid.
Yeah. Oh, a surprise guest at America Fest over the weekend we got to get to. And what's your story? Coming right up.
Peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A dental sealant is a thin coating that's painted on teeth. It's a quick, easy, and painless way to help prevent cavities in children. Sealants prevent the most cavities when applied soon after permanent molars come in. That's about age 6 for first molars and age 12 for second molars. Sealants can protect against cavities for up to 9 years. They can be applied in dental offices or using portable dental equipment in community settings like schools. Although the number of children in the U.S. with sealants has increased over time, low-income children are 20% less likely to have sealants and twice as likely to have untreated cavities than higher-income children. Untreated cavities can cause pain, infection, and problems eating, speaking, and learning. Applying sealants in schools for low-income children could save millions in dental treatment costs. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink of my cheeks. I was very independent and thought I could take care of myself. I fell and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them. They're my savior. And I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends.
It's Meals on Wheels.
America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or rock concert can cause permanent hearing loss. And once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. Almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Heroin use and heroin-related overdose deaths are increasing among people from all walks of life in the United States. Most people are using it with other drugs, especially prescription opioid painkillers. Using heroin along with other drugs or alcohol compounds the risk of overdose. States play a key role in prevention, treatment, and recovery efforts. States can address the strongest risk factor for heroin addiction, addiction to prescription opioid painkillers, by improving prescribing practices. For people already addicted, states can improve access to substance abuse treatment services and expand access to naloxone, a drug that can reverse the effects of opioid overdose. Everyone can learn about the risks of using heroin and other drugs, get help for substance abuse problems, and learn how to recognize and respond to an overdose. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Saw a piece this morning from The Spectator. There was a headline that grabbed my attention. The Fulton County 2020 election bombshell. A case study in how a deeply unpopular political party manages to win elections. Okay.
All right.
I want to get into this.
Yeah.
All right. It starts by talking about the new Quinnipiac poll revealed last week that 73% of voters disapprove of the way the Democrats in Congress are handling their job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just crazy numbers. And it goes in to talk about a recent hearing of the Georgia State Election Board. An attorney for the county admitted that 315,000 illegally certified votes were included in the final results of the 2020 election. Okay, I want to say that again.
Yep.
I know you heard me, but that's crazy.
It's a staggering number.
315,000 illegally certified votes were included in the final results of the 2020 election.
Gosh.
And it talks about how it was first reported by Brianna Lyman in the Federalist last week. The facts no longer in dispute throw a white-hot spotlight on the urgent need for Republicans in Congress to pass a national election integrity law, even if that means killing the filibuster that the president can sign into law well before the 2026 midterms.
I'm hearing this for the first time, by the way. I've seen this nowhere.
Yeah, that was, like you mentioned, the Federalist. It was the tabulator tapes. And so what the local elections official said was, yeah, those weren't signed, and those were for early ballots, and those are supposed to be signed. The allegation is that therefore they are, by definition, uncertified and illegal. That's an allegation from a election integrity activist who is saying that. So just to clarify, the language in the Federalist was a little bit murky. They made it sound like the guy from the elections board actually said, yes, we illegally certified votes. He didn't say that, but he did acknowledge that there were not the signatures. And so, yeah, I mean, that may be a distinction without a difference, but
shouldn't have been counted.
Should not have been counted. Yeah, under Georgia law.
So the votes that decided the state's election in Fulton County was 11,779.
Yep.
So when Trump is saying it was stolen in Georgia, hey, find those votes.
Yeah.
Remember all that? He should go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what the left was saying? No, he was right. I mean, that's the way it appears. Jeez. Do you think there's enough attention being paid to this?
No.
I mean, I know left media won't, but even from right media.
Yeah.
Seems like this should be a bigger story than what it is.
Like I told you, I'm hearing this for the first time. I hadn't seen this story anywhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
well, that's startling.
I know.
That number.
Well, when they say the most secure, what was the wording of it for the 2020 election?
It was the fairest, most secure election in the history of the United States.
Fairest, most
which
secure.
That's laughable anyway.
Yes.
Yes, but they understand branding.
Oh,
the left does, and so does
sure.
left media. And they just keep saying it and saying it and saying it, and enough people believe it. There's no way to convince them otherwise. It's like belonging to a cult. Like, no, that's actually not true. It was not even close to the fairest. Yeah. I mean, it's like there's fraud every election.
Mm-hmm.
There was more fraud in 2020 than any other election that has been on record.
Yes.
People are like, no, it's not. That's a lie. You know, and I know there was one lady talking about, you know, unleashing the Kraken and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
Well, she was a kook, too. Well, but
And that's the problem, is that it takes forever to get this stuff out. That was my only point in 2020, was like, okay, well, where are the goods?
Yeah, you got to have the proof, man.
And then, you know, when we have court filings that are being put in where they put a district from one state in an entirely different state and say that's evidence of fraud, it's like, well, no, you mixed up the paperwork. And like, it was amateur hour, man.
No doubt.
Well, when you're told when you vote in person you might die, I mean, there's probably going to be malfeasance going on.
Yeah. Okay, so we're keeping an eye on that one. At AmFest over the weekend, Nicki Minaj is there.
Yeah.
How about that?
How nuts is that?
Well, I know Nicki Minaj has been saying, hey, something's got to be done about the persecution of Christians around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were in a coma, like, for 18 months and you just woke up and you heard Nicki Minaj was at turning point.
Yeah, at a turning point
event. Yeah, it would be nuts. Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. Part of what she said.
We're going to stay joyful, and peaceful, and iconic, and smart, and we're going to stay thinkers in a world that doesn't want us to think.
Yeah, that is true. Mm. But, man, the left's going to hate her now. Because she said she's proud of the current administration.
Yep.
Remarkable.
This administration is full of people with heart and soul. And they make me proud of them. Our vice president, he makes me, well, I love both of them, but they're both powerful men, smart, strong, all of that.
Patriarchy.
But both of them have a very uncanny ability to be someone that you relate to. I can relate to them. When I hear them speak, I know that they're one of us. Like, I know that they're not. Don't you guys agree? They haven't lost touch of the world. You know, they're still connected to the world and what's happening in the world, with the younger people and older people, with the richer people and not so rich people. They have the ability to still connect and be real and make us feel proud to be American.
Do you think she's right?
I think
Holy
so,
cow.
Yeah. Well, that's always been the joke to me, where the left would say, how could these rubes in middle America or in the South or anywhere else identify with Donald Trump? He's a billionaire. Mm-hmm. Right. But he also doesn't run from that. You know, he's not a billionaire who tries to be like a common person or a middle income individual. He's just a guy who celebrates his wealth, but also says they're ripping you off. In fact, I'm part of a system that's ripping you off.
Yes.
I want to tear it down.
Yep. And the jokes he makes, and the comments,
yeah,
and the posts on social media. It's just like sometimes a regular guy at work that could be like the guy that's always stirring it up.
Yeah.
And then you have J.D. Vance, which I think is really relatable to people.
Yeah.
Just the way he talks, because he came from nothing. Mm-hmm. Talk about dirt poor.
I mean, when Trump was on the campaign trail the first time, he was talking about loopholes and taxes.
Oh, yeah.
I know about him because I use him.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you want to change him. But nobody wants to because I use him.
Oh, he changed politics more than anybody in our
lifetime.
Well,
it was just, he admitted to it. And it was like, holy cow.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
But he doesn't have a proven conservative record.
Take that one off the board. Well, yeah, exactly. That was thrown out the window, too. Yeah. The proven conservative record.
And all these Republican voters.
Of people losing.
Middle America, yeah, that have been losing jobs for decades. They're like, this guy says he's going to bring them back. Impossible. It was Obama and,
Mitt Romney's
the establishment
the world, yeah.
Republicans.
Yeah.
No, we're getting rich off China. We don't want that to stop. Yeah, it was something, man. But, yeah, I think what she says is true. They are pretty relatable.
Well, it is. I don't know what she's got to gain by this. Nothing that I can think of in terms of her peer group and her fan base.
Boy, that is true.
You know, I mean, everything to lose, but nothing to gain here.
No, when you talk about somebody that is talking about things she truly believes in, that seems to really fit what she's doing right
now.
Yeah,
it does. I mean, it really does.
Not going to make me listen to her music.
No,
glad she's doing what she's doing. All right, it's that time. Do it a couple of times a day. Go around the table. May not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. David, what's your story here?
I saw this, and I thought it was another example of a Chuck E. Cheese event gone wrong. But the headline, I'll just read you the headline. I took my toddler to Chuck E. Cheese for fun. I left with a deeper understanding of gun violence. So, of course, I click. I'm like, okay, what happened? It is funnier than I thought it would be.
Okay.
From the Huffington Post, a woman named Julianne Louis Anderson. She talked about taking her toddler to Chuck E. Cheese, and then she played some game where you had to shoot plastic crabs. And I'll quote her piece now. As I backed up, I could feel the adrenaline spike that pushed me, a proud anti-gun American, to empty my quote-unquote clip on plastic crustaceans. I was all in. My brain craved more. Then it hit me. The machine wasn't neutrally fun. The lesson came through loud and clear. This game was a cleverly designed lesson about power. It was a dopamine served in short, violent bursts. 14 years ago, I was a student teacher in Washington, D.C. One day, as I monitored the playground, I watched as Latinx toddlers, yes, she still uses Latinx.
Oh, my gosh.
Reenacted ICE raids and deportations. I came to realize they were imitating their real lives. It was devastating. That's not how kids work. That's not.
No, it's not.
I don't know one kid that go, hey, let's go play ICE raid.
Yeah. I know I can't control every exposure my toddler will encounter, but I can slow down. I can pay attention. I can ask what game is teaching, not just whether it's entertaining. And until we confront how early that normalization begins, we will keep reacting to the outcomes instead of interrupting the cycle at its sources. She understands gun violence because she had a toy gun at a Chuck E. Cheese and shot crabs.
Got it. So every kid that starts shooting at Chuck E. Cheese or gets a video game,
yeah,
they're more than likely going to engage in gun violence, as she says.
That's probably what it, yes.
So all these rural guys that are trained with guns by the time they're 7 years old and hunt, they're going, what, out wasting people constantly?
No, mm-hmm. No.
No, really?
No, not really.
You mean it may have something to do with fatherless homes?
But you can't say that!
That cultural rot, I would say that people like her, who they further fetishize guns. And so when somebody does pick up a gun for the first time and they realize, oh, it's not the end of the world, maybe they start thinking about other things.
Could be.
I'll bet she's a fun gal at parties, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, man.
She definitely complained about the pizza.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
What do you got for What's Your Story, Scotty?
A man has been charged after a terrifying incident aboard an Alaska Airlines flight that left passengers and crew fearing for their safety. The incident happened last week. Alaska Airlines Flight 87, which was traveling from Dead Horse, Alaska, to Anchorage. According to the report from the New York Post, a passenger named Kassane William Fredericks allegedly rushed to the back of the plane and tried to open a cabin door while the aircraft was in the air. Hey!
Uh-oh.
Court documents said another passenger had just returned from the restroom and saw this guy pulling on the rear cabin door. The passenger immediately stepped in and grabbed him after noticing the door handle had already been lifted upward. Two other male passengers quickly joined in to help restrain the guy, forced it back to the seat. During the struggle, he allegedly reportedly asked to call his mom and also asked for a smoke. I need to smoke a cigarette and call my mom. No! Jeez. Before the door incident, another passenger reported hearing him say, "Stop this plane. People are going to die." He was escorted off the plane, by the way. No further incident.
So probably a good thing there was some toxic masculinity there to stop him.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And, God, I never want to be on one of these kind of planes. Oh, man.
I know. For my story, I'll make it fast. You've seen free divers before? They can hold their breath for, like, crazy amounts of time.
Yes.
Go way deep.
Yes.
Croatian free diver Vitomir Martic broke the world record for longest human breath hold. Anybody want to guess how long it was, if you haven't seen it?
Oh, boy.
Closest two wins.
13 minutes.
22 minutes.
29 minutes, 3 seconds.
Dang.
Gosh.
5 minutes longer than the previous record set in 2020.
How is that possible?
Well, it was oxygen-assisted. All right, hold on a second. You're like, well, what does that mean? He gets breathed. No, he was able to breathe pure oxygen for several minutes before making his attempt. I'm like,
still.
Okay, that's fine. Still.
Yeah.
You're underwater, not breathing, holding your breath for 29 minutes and 3 seconds.
Wow.
That is unreal.
Holy smokes.
Yes. So, you talk about a gutty performance.
Yeah, no kidding.
Man, that's a guy, I'll tell you, he has no problem going to a restroom in a busy, train station or something because he can hold his breath for 29 minutes.
News update and Nimrod's in the news in just a few.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-747-1515. That's 800-747-1515. 800-747-1515.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at radiodirect.com/privacy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Text help for help. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications that are all over the news, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelfy. And if you qualify, you can get medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1s at 80 to 90% savings without insurance. All 100% online.
Wait, I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No long wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelfy can provide semaglutide and tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, for 80 to 90% less and ship direct to your door.
Amazing. How do I get started?
Just send them a text.
Text MORE to 797979 to get started today with Zelfy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic for 80 to 90% less, 100% online. Don't wait. Text MORE to 797979 right now for your exclusive offer. Text MORE to 797979. That's MORE to 797979.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Yep. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. News update, David Van Camp.
This is kind of a funny story. NPR has now issued a mandate for the new year. No more quotes from a University of Richmond law professor named Carl Tobias. Now, who is that? Well, I don't know. I'm not a big consumer of NPR these days, but he has appeared 77 times on NPR's website this year, and he will be quoted as an expert on a long and a wide range of topics. He often emails reporters offering his expert opinion on stories of the day, and while I don't presume to judge his expertise in legal matters, the professor is certainly an expert at getting himself quoted. In many of these quotes, he's described himself as an expert in whatever the story happens to be about. As with other claims, I think we should exercise healthy skepticism. So they'll just call. He'll just call up and be like, "Yeah, I'll comment on this story." And the dweebs at NPR are like, "Okay, all right, professor."
Where does that come from? He hears that they're doing a story. He's like, I know something about this.
Hey, yeah. You need some help with this one? I can help
I'm a
you.
Professor. And they quote him.
Okay.
There's a New
Thanks,
York Times.
Thanks, Carl.
Yeah, there's a New York Times tech reporter named Mike Isaac who talked about when he first joined the New York Times. He actually quoted him. And then a colleague told him what his deal was. This dude just calls up newsrooms and says, I got a quote for you. And they ran it.
Oh, my gosh. All right, we got to get to Nimrods. Here we go.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Martley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
Yeah, well, this Nimrod needs to be locked up. I'll tell you that from the jump. A Duke health nurse is accused of committing sexual crimes against two patients, according to Duke University campus police. Jomal Utagato, who's 39, was arrested for performing sexual acts on two people while they were incapacitated.
See, oh, God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Under the pretext of medical treatment while they were, you know, put out.
Oh, God.
Here's the thing. The first one happened months ago. How is this person still even around patients by the time the second one happens?
Nobody said anything.
Up next, we'll be interviewing law professor Carl Tobias.
And that's Nimrods in the News.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-798-3399. That's 800-798-3399.
Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.